That is, yes, thank you.
Welcome.
I've done all my housekeeping and my things and everything. I've got some copies of just my speaking notes. Thank you. I'm a little bit geographically displaced. I was going to talk and speak in Queenstown last week, but scheduling conflict meant that I'm speaking here, so thanks for the opportunity. My initial written submission was very, very brief, and this is just to expand on my thinking behind that submission. So I've recently constructed a new dwelling at 289 Peninsula Road, Queenstown, where I live. The property fronts onto the Kelvin Heights Trail and Franklin Arm, which is off Lake Wakatipu. A narrow strip along the northwest boundary of my land has been identified as having wāhi tupuna values and as an arbitrary line that should follow the cadastral boundary. My submission is that wāhi tupuna should be removed from my land. Wāhi tupuna values on my land are redundant by virtue of the established residential zoning and use of the land, and wāhi tupuna duplicates existing processes designed to preserve and protect such values, and there are other established and well-proven provisions giving effect to preservation of wāhi tupuna values, if any, that may have survived on my land. Given the steep nature of the site, we had to obtain resource consent to construct our dwelling. The cost to obtain resource consent, including consultants' fees, was considerable and took just over 13 months. Had we also had to obtain consent under the proposed wāhi tupuna provisions, those costs and timeframes would likely have escalated. I understand one of the main drivers of wāhi tupuna is the protection of archaeological values. However, I understand there are already mechanisms in place to protect such values, one being the Heritage New Zealand Pūhiri Taonga Act 2014, which protects all pre-1900 archaeological material. Condition 18 of our consent imposed an accidental discovery protocol should an archaeological or, I think the pronunciation is koiwi tangata, have been discovered at the time of excavation. The proposed wāhi tupuna provisions would therefore duplicate provisions that are already in place. The wāhi tupuna provisions also duplicate, I understand, provisions of the Ngāi Claim Settlement Act 1998, whereby mana whenua must already be consulted in relation to any resource consent on or adjacent to, or that may affect, land that is the subject of a statutory acknowledgement as part of any activity that requires resource consent. Our land is located adjoining an esplanade reserve beside Lake Wakatipu, and while I understand we did not need to do this, as we do not directly adjoin the water, the wāhi tupuna would effectively cause such consultation by extending the statutory acknowledgement area onto our land without needing to cross our land. That makes sense, that sentence, now that I'm saying it. We undertook considerable earthworks on our land, necessitated by its steep topography and the need to excavate for deep footings into rock. Conditions of our resource consent required us to implement measures to contain sediment runoff, dust, and other potentially polluting and nuisance matters within our land boundaries. Again, wāhi tupuna consultation will add nothing to the outcomes produced by the existing controls, council controls, and resource consent conditions. In my view, it is unreasonable to impose upon residents an extra consenting process when developing residentially zoned land with complying activities and where there are sufficient controls in place, as outlined above. The historical methodology of written provisions in the district plan relating to objectives and rules for residential land and conditions of resource consent have worked well, are proven, and have not led to destruction of mana whenua values. And I'm talking in relation to my land and residentially zoned land. I'm not saying there hasn't been an erosion of values elsewhere on a broader plane. In my opinion, the Wāhi-Tapuna provisions duplicate existing provisions and add nothing but unnecessary time and cost when placed upon existing residentially zoned land parcels. I understand a vast number of submitters hold similar views. I support D. Williams' submission that the earthworks limit of 10 cubic metres will be a barrier to affordable housing in the district. It is well known there has been a severe housing affordability crisis in this district. The current economic climate may temporarily relieve that, however, it is inevitable that in the near future the crisis will again become a prominent issue. In 3.44 of the planner's report, the planner rejects D. Williams' concern, saying simply, this will result in additional cost, but I consider that these would generally be a small cost and would not represent a barrier to housing. I don't accept there's any expertise in that comment, quite frankly. The planner appears to express an arbitrary view, unsupported by analysis, as to the cost increase as a percentage of average house build cost, or consider the effect of a high-value residential building facilitating established pattern of progression of homeowners from lower to higher cost housing, thereby increasing supply. Every cost adds up, and unnecessary regulatory costs should be avoided wherever possible. Preparing an application is always relatively involved, usually requires expert input, likely to cost around $1,500. I would suggest that's a minimum planning fee for a very basic application. And that's the advice I've had from planners as to potential minimum cost. If a cultural assessment report is required, which I understand will only be accepted from appropriately qualified persons, then at least another $2,000 minimum is likely. Then there are the usual application fees and related disbursements. It is likely the cost may be in the order of $3,500 to $5,000. This is a significant additional cost for any new dwelling build, not just affordable housing. As I've set out earlier, in my view, there seems to be no improved outcome as a result, only duplication and additional time. I'm sorry, it's a little obtuse. What I mean is, by having to then consider Wāhi-Tapuna on that residentially zoned land, in particular my land and land similar to it. I'm also concerned that the planner's report brushes aside a considerable number of submitters' views. The planner appears to take the view that unless Renaka confirmed changes are appropriate, then submitters' views be rejected. That abdicates the responsibility to be impartial and weigh viewpoints. The planner appears to simply state that only one viewpoint should be considered and thereby fails to deliberate further. The references in the report are clauses 4.5 and 4.14. And that's my submission. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Can you give me some assistance and tell me, first of all, how far above the water is the bottom end of your property? Approximately.
I would say approximately, I would say approximately 8 to 10 metres.
And if you've been able to establish, like, this isn't a strip that goes across your land, it's like a wedge.
Yes.
But at the thickest point, how far would that stretch into your property?
My estimate of that would be somewhere around 5 metres.
And what's the elevation change over that 5 metres? Is it flat, or is that still slightly?
80% flat, and then it starts to elevate up at a steep angle.
So is it flat at the bottom and then terracing up to a higher level?
Up to Peninsula Road. Yes. So Peninsula Road is up above, and the land slopes steeply down to the lake boundary.
Question help.
Yes. My imagination, is your house, the house you built within it or outside of the
outside of that hatched area.
Commissioner Chin? Commissioner Smith?
No
questions.
Mr. Dawes? No questions. Thank you. And this plan is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we've, as you may have observed, we've been busy asking people to point out exactly where their property is, so having a map attached to evidence is very helpful. I don't know whether you caught up, but one of the developments the week before last was that the Ms. Pickard has recommended that the rules of the Waihi Tupuna section not apply to any residential zoned land. So that would mean, although the notation might be across your land, none of the rules would relate to your land unless so that the earthquakes, for instance, were earthquakes limit wouldn't apply. So that's...
No, I haven't caught up on that, but thank you. And
yes,
that's probably
that
weight and support in
that. Story.
Yes.
But thank you very much for coming over to see us. We appreciate it. There's a trek over the hill, and we're glad you made the effort and got to see us eventually.
Yep. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're due to hear from the Patterson Pitts team, but not until 20 past, I imagine. We'll adjourn until they rock in the door.